Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another day in your presence. Father, we pray, O God, that as we are about to listen to your word, you bless our hearts, you teach us, you bring us to the path of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Shall we quickly pick our Bibles? Let's go to Matthew chapter 13. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 13. We are reading from verse 24. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seeds in his field. But whilst men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servant of the owner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seeds in your field? How then does it have tares?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The servant said to him, 'Do you want us to then go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest whilst you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, and gather the wheat into the barn.'" Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, I'm preaching on beware of the weeds. Hallelujah. Beware of the weeds. This is the parable of the wheat and the tares. Hallelujah. This parable is very significant in our age today. And I have taken my time to go through this because God has put it on my heart. And you can see from the past months that I have been talking and I have been preaching on subjects that are very pertinent to our age, especially the confusion that is going on the Christian landscape. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is illustrating to his followers, his believers, his disciples, how the enemy is endlessly strategizing and planning to deceive his children. Hallelujah. He said he sowed good seeds, but when they sprouted, when they grew, they saw weeds among them. Hallelujah. They saw weeds among them. And weeds at that time, it's very difficult to distinguish between what is the crop and what is the weeds. And not wanting to destroy anything good, he said that, "Hold on, wait. Let us wait until it is harvest time. Until it is harvest time. Because when it is harvest time, you are not interested in the crop. You are interested in the harvest. Hallelujah. You are interested in the harvest. You are interested in what you have gotten, the food. That is what you are interested in. So it could even be that there are crops that are wheats, but there are no, you know, fruits on it. There are no, you know, nothing is on it. Do you understand? So it is only the harvest that you will see which of the things that you have sown was fruitful. Hallelujah. And this shows that the God that we serve is a God of patience, who want to give people time. So he says that wait, let them all grow together. When they all grow together at the time of harvest, say, my God is a God of patience. My God is a God of love. He has time. He says, let them grow together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because since he was illustrating it to human, in the time whilst we wait, there may be conversion. When you condemn right away, when you destroy right away, people may lose the opportunity of converting. So he says that give them time. Let them grow together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to the meaning of the parable. So then Jesus, the verse 36, Matthew 13, 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said to them, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is this world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. Hallelujah. You are the sons of the kingdom. You are the people of the kingdom. And whilst you are here and God is blessing you with sound doctrine. Hallelujah. Sound doctrine. When God is blessing you with sound doctrine, sound teaching, God is teaching you the way. God is teaching you the path. God is teaching you the ways of the narrow way. Hallelujah. He says that, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sold them is the devil. The harvest is the end of age, and the reapers are the angels. Hallelujah. So you see, when you just need to understand the landscape that we are in. You come to church, you read, you listen to the word, you are taught, you do your quiet time, you read scriptures, and the enemy also use certain avenues to confuse you, certain avenues to sow seeds of discord, certain avenues to sow certain, you know, bad doctrines that confuses you. If you are not careful, you'll be stolen away. You are not careful, weeds will be planted in your hearts. And during the harvest time, you will not be a part of the sons of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Christ is on a move, sowing good seeds, sowing sound doctrine, sowing joy into the hearts of believers, into the hearts of the sons and daughters of the kingdom. But know that the enemy is also on a move. When you least expect, when you are worried, when you think you have problems and you are tired, head. That is when the enemy strikes to sow the weeds. Hallelujah. That is when the enemy strikes to sow the weeds. Beware of the weeds. Beware of the weeds. There are so much weeds in the system. There are so much whack doctrines in the system. Beware of the weeds. For the enemy is sowing speedily so much weeds into the system. So much of fake prosperity gospel, where instead of, you know, believers focusing on the grace and the fruits and the benefits of the grace and the life of the grace, we are now focusing and chasing, you know, prosperity, which is a byproduct of the grace. When you focus on the grace, and when you focus on the ways of the Lord, when you focus on the things of the Lord, when you seek ye the kingdom of God, he says that all things shall be added unto you. All things are the byproduct of the grace, the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So God and the Son of Man has made available everything that you need. But the enticement of the weeds, the enticement of what looks like that is what is important, is getting you away. Hallelujah. Now, you do not see that seeking the Lord and depending on the Lord, the good seeds, is what is important. Now, what is important is wealth, because there are difficult in the system. The system is hard. People are struggling. Hallelujah. And you can see the glamour. There's an opportunity to show glamour to the highest level. Formerly, if you are a rich man, you are a rich man in your locality. Very few people can see who you are. They may hear the name, they cannot see what you have, what you are made of. But in our era, you can actually showcase wealth, and the whole world will know that you are there. Hallelujah. So I can feel your desire to get wealth. I can feel the reason why you want to focus on the byproduct. I can feel the reason why you are so much concerned with the things of the world. I can understand. But those are weeds, and beware of them. Focus on the good seeds. Focus on the things that the Lord is planting in your life. Hallelujah. Focus on the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's go. He says that the field is the world. In the world, in our life, there are the good seeds. Hallelujah. And do not be worried. The enemy is also using the very people that you think that should be sowing good seeds, because it is the same playing field that the enemy is using. Hallelujah. The enemy is also using. And that is why, if you are a Bible-believing and a Bible-reading Christian, sometimes you listen to certain messages and you see that, no, this is not a good message. Hallelujah. Because the enemy came at the time when people were asleep. Hallelujah. At the time that people are comfortable, at the time that people feel that any church is a church, any gathering of the saints, you can get there. No. There are people who are wolves that have been clothed in, you know, in sheep clothes. Hallelujah. Who have become shepherds. And they are leading people into the lake of fire. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, let's continue. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in fire, so it will be at the end of age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out his kingdom, all things that offend. Ha! They will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and will cast them in the furnace of fire. All things that offend. Everything that offend, they will gather out of his kingdom. Hallelujah. So be careful. You are here. You come here. We pray together. We study the Bible together. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you are somewhere else. And somebody is imparting some demonic stuff in you. Somebody is sowing some weeds in you. Beware of the weeds. Beware of the weeds. The weeds can be false doctrines. Hallelujah. The weeds can be false doctrines. The weeds can be certain things of the enemy. Idolatry. Hallelujah. Abosomsom. You get it? It's the worshipping, God's worshipping. Things of the enemy that have been clawed and brought into the church. Hallelujah. And now that has been the focus of believers. Focus of believers are not, you know, believers are no more interested in learning the word of God and knowing his ways. But believers are rather interested in akwanchere. Believers are rather interested in ways and means, you know, to get well. Believers are not focused on living right with God. Hallelujah. That is no more our focus. We have now focused on things that are just, you know, representations. Things that are not the main thing. Hallelujah. That is where our focus is. So I say that if you are here because you have heard there's power here, so you want to benefit the power, then be careful. You should be here because you know that you will be among the sons of the kingdom. Because that is what Christ is interested in. Christ is interested in the good seeds. Christ is interested in the wheats. Hallelujah. That is what he's waiting for his angels to harvest for him. He says that they that offend will be cast out. And some of the things that offend are bad doctrines, are things that are of the enemy that have entered into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Things of the enemy that have entered into the kingdom of God. Using things, obstacles, certain things, certain kind of directions and all those things. And when you see them, you know that this is fetish. Fetish in nature. Hallelujah. So the enemy has sowed the seed of fetishism into the church. And you can see clearly that a lot of churches have fetish kind of things, and they do not believe in the power and the mighty of God and prayer anymore. But the oracles and the substance of fetishism. Hallelujah. Fetish stuff. That is what is going on now. Beware of the weeds. Hallelujah. Beware of the weeds. The enemy is wild sowing weeds. And be careful. Some of the weeds are not going to come from outside. They are right in the church. They are right in the church. Be careful where you worship. Be careful where you joined the saints to worship. Be careful. Hallelujah. Be careful, beware of the weeds, because the enemy is sowing very, very dangerous doctrines, which is taking you away from the authority of God. And now you fear no, you don't fear God, but you fear men of God, because they are not preaching what? The right doctrine. Hallelujah. They are preaching doctrines that will make them feel powerful and that will make them look fearful. He says that at the end of age, I will pick the sons of the kingdom and I will burn what the enemy sowed. Hallelujah. Beware of the weeds. And the weeds are the distractions. The weeds are the things that are distracting you from the word of God. What are the things that are distracting you? They are everyone and the things that distract them. Hallelujah. Even some things are very good, but they can be a distraction for you. Hallelujah. Some people, they do not have time at all for the things of God because of what? Their work, because of social media, because of what people are saying. Beware of the weeds. He says that, therefore, the tares, which are the weeds, are gathered and burned in fire. So it will be at the end of age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend. May you not be one of the things that offend the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. May you never be one of the things that offend the kingdom of God. May you stay under his presence to listen from him. And may you be among the sons of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And in order to be among the sons of the kingdom, make the Bible your friend. Hallelujah. Let the book of the Lord never depart from your mind, but meditate on it day and night. You cannot do it if you do not read. And that is why I am particular about Bible literacy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the only way that you can make it. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that pray without ceasing. Praying without ceasing here does not mean that pray 10, 20 hours as people want to take it. Hallelujah. But let your life be a life of prayer. Hallelujah. Pray frequently. Hallelujah. Throughout the day, be praying. At the least opportunity, be praying. It can be 30 seconds. It can be 1 minute. It can be 2 minutes. Pray frequently. Hallelujah. Let prayer be your lifestyle. The reason why you say pray without ceasing is that prayer is one of the ways that check the weeds of the enemy. Because you see, when you are in tune with your God, and every 30 minutes you say a prayer, Father, direct my path. Father, I give you glory. Father, may your name be praised. Father, this work that I'm doing, I commit it unto your hands. Father, may you bless this food for me. Father, this conversation that I'm having with my friend, may I speak only the truth. Father, this business meeting that I am going, may you order my words. Everything that you are doing, you are committing it into his hands. So in a day you have prayed 20, 30 times, you are living a life of prayer. It puts you in check. Hallelujah. You cannot be praying and be sinning at the same time, because whilst you are sinning, your time of prayer will come and you are praying and asking for forgiveness of sin. By the time you realize you cannot be sinning, that is pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. You pray, prayer become your lifestyle. Hallelujah. So that you do not focus on praying for hours, repetition of words, and you know you are tired, but you pray as the Spirit leads you. If the Spirit leads you, you can pray 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, and it is not, you know, repetition, and it is not a conscious effort to pray for hours as people want it to be. No. The Lord taught us about how to pray. Hallelujah. And in his own words, he said, do not be like the people of fetish background who thinks that repetition of words will let their prayer be answered. Hallelujah. It is so clear. It is so clear. Hallelujah. So you pray always. These are some of the things that will let you live a life of the kingdom and become a son and a daughter of the Lord Jesus Christ's kingdom. Because every time you'll be aware, hallelujah, the Bible says that the time that we are in, it is a dangerous time. So we should be what? We should be what? Alert. Hallelujah. We should be on alert. Hallelujah. Beware of the weeds. The enemy is sowing things of pleasure. Hallelujah. In our midst. So when you come and the word of God is like this, you don't like it. You like the word of God that will tickle you. The word of God that will let you shout. The word of God that will let you, you know, preaching that will let you say, hey, hallelujah, I receive it. This, I understand. It is good. But this is what will take you into the kingdom of God. Knowing that the enemy is out there sowing weeds, which looks like the true word. Be careful. It is only he who is able to divide the word of God very well. It is only he who is able to stay in prayer, to stay in tune with the Spirit of God, that will be able to reject the weeds that the enemy is sowing around. A lot of the things that you think that are of God are weeds. They are addition that people have added. Do not be concerned to those things, but be concerned with the true word of God, the grace, the things of the kingdom, so that everything will be added unto you. Do not be chasing the money, the fame, the friends, and all those kind of things, and leave the word of God. As today, people want to portray that the word of God is just secondary. And it is pity that people of Africa are focusing on the word of God. Yes, we'll focus on the word of God because eternity is our focus. Hallelujah. And in our focusing on the word of God, the Lord is teaching us how to make our life better. Will not be causing, will not be, living a life of suicide and depression and the others. Hallelujah. And it doesn't also mean that because we are focusing on the word of God, we will be poor. It says all things shall be added unto us. We will never be miserable. Hallelujah. Because he will teach us the principles of life. And the fact that we are learning the word of God and we are people of faith does not mean that we are lazy. The Lord has blessed the work of our hands. Hallelujah. And we are also hardworking. We are also intelligent. Hallelujah. So do not think that people who take the things of God serious are lazy people and poor people. No. The Lord is raising a remnant, an army among his people that the world will see and bow in shame, because he is the Almighty God. He knows and he can do all things. Hallelujah. He is capable of doing all things. All that we need to do as people of faith is to focus on the right things and not live a life of laziness. God does not like lukewarm people. Hallelujah. And that is why he said that allow them to grow together, because he doesn't want, anyone to be destroyed. It's like a weed. It's not weed. It's like weed. It's not weed. No. God wants to give us all time. And as you are listening to me today, I'm saying that beware of the weeds. Beware of the miracles that you see. Beware of the people that focus on wealth, not the word of God. Beware. Beware. For if there will be any problem, the problem will emanate from the house of God, because that is the target of the enemy. The same field that God is sowing his good seeds, that is the same field that the enemy is sowing the weeds. Beware of the weeds. And I've told you that in order to withstand what the enemy is throwing at the church and deceiving people, you need to be a student of the word. And you need to pray without ceasing. Live a prayerful lifestyle. Hallelujah. Beware of the seeds. Beware of the glamour. It doesn't mean that you cannot live a life of glamour. You can also live a life of glamour. Beware of what the enemy is doing in the last days, because the time is near that the Lord will tell his angels, gather the sons and daughters of the kingdom. beware of the enemy, so that you do not become the weed that will be thrown into fire. May we be upstanding. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have cautioned us. We thank you that you have today made us aware that the hour is near. You have made us aware of what is happening in our time. May you strengthen us. May you empower us so we are able to live for you. So we are able to bear the fruits of the wheat. May your hand be upon us. May you comfort us. May your power be upon us. As we move out of here, may your spirit be with us, your spirit of protection, your spirit of fruitfulness, your spirit of prosperity, your spirit of good health be upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.